And with us now on Coach's Corner this morning, the head coach of the Kingsland Knights, it's Matt Colleen. Coach, how's it going today?
It's going really good, Luke. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us here today. Coach, you take down Grand Meadow on the road. The offense was firing on all cylinders. 68-32, you upend the Super Larks, Coach. Overall, your thoughts on the game?
Our offense played phenomenal last night. Everything was clicking and working well, so it was really good to see going into the playoffs here.
Well, what in particular was working well for you guys? I know Bo Wersma had another strong game on the ground, but was it a certain play call you guys were having success with? Was it the outside, the inside, or what was working well? I'm assuming it was the running game, because that's been your bread and butter kind of all season long.
It has been, and we mixed in some passing and some more passing. Which has been our goal all season, and now that Kale's back and getting his feet under him a little bit more. We had a nice pass game last night, too, so it was kind of a good mix, but it seemed like all the stuff we were throwing at him was working well, and we were blocking really well up front. So everyone is doing their job, and it's fun to see what happens when everyone sticks to the game plan and does what they're supposed to.
Again, 68-32, the final score. You guys take down the Super Larks. How about defensively? What did you see on that side of the ball at the Knights where they're doing well, or you want to see them improve upon here as you head into the playoffs?
You know, going into the game, we kind of knew what was going to be thrown at us. Grand Meadow's got some injuries, as we do ourselves, and we knew it was going to be a Corbin Ludeman lot, getting the ball quite a bit. So that was kind of what our game plan focused on. But very good running back. He actually played quarterback last night with Gilbert being out still. But that kid runs hard, and he's fast, and he's powerful. And we had him wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage multiple times last night and could have stopped a lot of his yards. But he was able to squeak free. So we need to do a better job tackling and wrapping up, especially when you go against a good back like that.
Matt Colleen with us. He's the head coach of the Kingsland Knights. And now, Coach, you kind of change your focus a little bit. You go up to 11-man. You're playing in the Section 1A tournament. You got the 7 seed. You're taking on Faribault BA. With a quick turnaround like this, you're adding a couple extra guys to the field. What's that process during practice to try to get the team squared away on what's a kind of a different brand of football?
Yeah, it is quite a process. Defensively, it's not quite as bad as offensively. But we kind of base some of our offense this year as a whole on the future of it going to 11-man. So this year, it's not going to be as big a deal because our base plays are kind of based around what we're going to do with 11-man. But it's still a change. It still changes some blocking schemes. The wider field really comes into play. Looks like it's a mile across when you're used to looking across the 9-man field. Mm-hmm. So it's a different situation, that's for sure.
The Knights were 4-4 in the regular season. Like we mentioned, Coach, you have Faribault BA on the road in the first round of the section playoffs. What do you expect to see from BA? Have you had a chance to dive into the film at all?
Not a lot, Luke, not a lot. They looked like they liked to run the ball quite often. They got a pretty good running back. We have to spend some more time here in the next few days, obviously, really diving into their film. But I see they knocked off Rushford last night. I was kind of expecting, honestly, to get the 6th seed with the win last night, but that's not the way it voted. But I was kind of also expecting Rushford to beat BA. So we were planning on playing BA all along, so I guess that's not a big change for us.
Matt Colleen with us. He's the head coach of the Kingsland Knights, 4-4 in the regular season, coming off that win over Grand Meadow last night. They topped them a 68-32 on Wednesday night, as we were talking on Thursday. But Coach's Corner, of course, Saturday morning. And Matt, we do appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and good luck next week against BA.
All right, thanks a lot, Luke.
We got more Coach's Corner on the way next this morning right here on 103.1 KFIL.